A reading from Jeremiah. The days are surely coming, says the Lord, when I will make a new covenant with the house of Israel and the house of Judah. It will not be like the covenant that I made with their ancestors when I took them by the hand to bring them out of the land of Egypt, a covenant that they broke, though I was their husband, says the Lord. But this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, says the Lord. I will put my law within them, and I will write it on their hearts, and I will be their God, and they shall be my people. They no longer shall they teach one another, or say to each other, Know the Lord, for they shall all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, says the Lord, for I will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. The word of the Lord. A reading from Romans. Now we know that whatever the law says, it speaks to those who are under the law, so that every mouth may be silenced, and the whole world may be held accountable to God. For no human being will be justified in his sight by deeds prescribed by the law. For through the law comes the knowledge of sin. But now, apart from the law, the righteousness of God has been disclosed, and is attested by the law and the prophets, the righteousness of God through faith in Jesus Christ for all who believe. For there is no distinction. Since all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, they are now justified by his grace as a gift through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God put forward as a sacrifice of atonement by his blood, effective through faith. He did this to show his righteousness, because in his divine forbearance he had passed over the sins previously committed. It was to prove at the present time that he himself is righteous and that he justifies the one who has faith in Jesus. Then what becomes of boasting? It is excluded. By what law? By that of works? No, but by the law of faith. For we hold that a person is justified by faith apart from works prescribed by the law. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Good morning. When I started writing my statement of faith, I began to reflect upon the past few years that I spent in both FX3 and confirmation. While I do remember the information that was taught to me, the most prominent memories I have are the ones I made with my friends, playing Uno in the car on the way to mission trips, watching movies, and worshiping on the beach together. It is during these times that I see the Holy Spirit active in my life, because making memories with the people closest to me makes me realize how thankful I am that God blessed me by putting them in my life. Faith has been important to me so far in my life because it has allowed for fellowship. It's incredible how much shared faith in God can bring people together. There are friends I've met on mission trips that I continue to keep in touch with today, despite them living states away, because God made us so close in the few days that we got to spend together. It is our shared faith and belief in God that allowed us to become so close. To believe means to be very certain about something and to trust in it. I believe in God because I am very certain about him, and I trust him to guide me. The Bible verse that I've selected is 1 Thessalonians 5:11, which states, Therefore, encourage one another and build up each other as indeed you are doing. This Bible verse speaks to my faith because it is a reminder of how important it is to be kind to the people around you and support each other, as opposed to tearing each other down. A question we are asked to reflect upon is why we are willing to stand up and publicly confess our faith. My answer to this question is that I try to publicly confess my faith every day. Usually, it isn't a verbal proclamation like what I'm doing now. Instead, I confess my faith daily by living the way I know he wants us to live. I try to be honest, helpful, kind, and supportive, like what is stated in 1 Thessalonians 5:11. After my confirmation, I will show my faith by continuing to live for Jesus Christ and trying to be the best version of myself that I can be.
Good morning.
Good morning.
God, He's not always been in my life, or around me, next to me, with me, or at least that's what I thought. See, God is always going to be with us. He has a love that was brought through Jesus and bore on the cross so strong, to the point where you can never get rid of God's love for you, even if you tried. It will always stick to you. Always. But that's not what I was living in when I was younger. All I was told is if I went to church that I would truly be with God. Now, I'm not saying that my parents or whoever told me this were wrong, but deep down inside, I knew it wasn't enough. Although, as a little kid, I just obeyed my parents and went to church with them. I thought my life was golden from that point, and I was a golden child, until I saw something I thought God would guard for me. I walked outside of my house to find my cat with a dead creature in his mouth. The rodent just laid there in the grasp of a tight jaw, lifeless. It was the first time I was brought into this totally different world. I kept it away from others and didn't want to show that I was hurt. It's because I wanted to shun God, because of what I was experiencing, but I knew if I did, I would feel more emptiness. So I was stuck in this loop of just not knowing where to find myself in Christ. I never thought to look if He was showing me signs or giving me love. And when He actually was, I was blind to it. I just didn't know what God truly meant to me anymore, just because of one death, one small death. It is just amazing how a normal human being can be broken down that easily, put into a state of pain where it feels like you're not going to overcome the fear ahead of you. One of my favorite scriptures is 1 Corinthians 9, 24 through 27. It reads, "Do you not know that in a race all the runners run, but only one gets the prize? Everyone competes in games, goes into strict training. They do it to get a crown that will not last, but we do it to get a crown that will last forever. Therefore, I do not run like someone running aimlessly. I do not fight like a boxer beating the air. No, I strike a blow to my body and make it my slave, so that after I have preached to others, I myself will not be disqualified for the prize." This quote has several meanings to me. When I read this quote, it makes me think about the feeling I had going through confirmation. I was with the people I loved, the thoughts I cherished, and with Almighty God. For the longest moment, I thought God could have hurtful feelings for others if He wanted to, but He's not like us. We are flawed people, deserve to burn in hell if it weren't for the love of Jesus. It is because God is flawless that He was able to take the form of Jesus and die for our sins. For Jesus never sinned in His lifetime and was known as a perfect, godly human. This quote made me realize my journey with Christ and how the race is a race to run over a lifetime. I've grown up so much in the past few years and grown in my journey with Christ. My relationship has taken this new form in me that just makes me want to love God and love others. It's to the point where if I don't have my mind on God at one moment, I make it happen. And I can say that God has more wisdom than any other that walked this earth. And all He wants to do is spread it to people. After all, the two things God cherishes the most are His children and His word. That's a huge reason why I chose this quote. The second reason I chose this scripture is because I'm a runner. So many people in my sport are all in it for the prize. And I mean, I don't blame them, because it is a natural human trait and they do not see themselves as God sees them. But people also see this as a thing to benefit themselves. Build up strength, go for the prize, beat them all. That's all I see in their eyes, and it hurts sometimes. Because they believe that they don't need God in their life to push through this. I know I can't make them realize this in one sitting, but I always keep praying for them, that God can reach in their hearts of stone and give them life. That's also what I think in this quote. It is an expression of God not being the one that gets disqualified by going too far in the run, that God doesn't go for the prize, that only lasts a moment, that God is not a contender of the race, but that he is the race. He's the one to pick someone up when they fall over, the one to make another know that they will make it, the one to make a person give courage and kindness to another. He's the love in the treacherous heat of competition that can shine through anything. Now looking back on whenever I do my sport, I think of Christ and how I can put everything on him and he will take it off my shoulders. How he joins me in a wonderful run together. That's why I'm more pleased than ever to be confirmed in the front of the people of God and surrender my life of flesh to Christ and continue my new life with him.
Good morning. Ephesians 3:17, and that Christ may dwell in your hearts through faith as you are being rooted and grounded in love. This verse comes from a prayer told. I almost think it's unnecessary for a prayer to have Christ in your hearts because he's always been there and he will stay there forever. Christ has been and will be forever in our hearts, not just as a reminder of the grace we are given, but as a way for us as people on this earth to help others and creation itself. We are reminded of how God put man and woman on earth to help upkeep vast areas, but sometimes we as people lose sight of our original intents and decisions to follow God's word. I most definitely can agree with this, as I am not always kind or mindful of my surroundings. The mission trips and youth trips group activities I've been on have helped me understand where Christ exactly fits into my life. On every mission trip I attended, I felt satisfied with the fact that I was able to help others and make friends at the same time. But I didn't just make friends with the other kids from the other churches or the other youth groups. I made friends with people of the communities, people I was helping or needed help to. Everyone I was able to come into contact with left an impression on me, and I hoped I left one on them. I may not have seen Christ through them and their actions, but like I was doing, but how they reacted to me. There were people who were so grateful to have someone helping them out or just happy to have someone smile at them on the street. Nearly everyone was pleased with any bit of help they had. Throughout the Christian aspect of my life, I never really connected the friendships I made to Christ and how he lives in everyone, like it or not. My mom actually brought this point up to me, my current friendships. I never truly had a constant, consistent friend group until about 2 years ago. And my current friends are those ones. I've stuck with them for a while, and I hopefully can stay stuck to them. Diversity is something I never realized I experienced until I was flat out told about it. All of my friends came from different backgrounds. I have friends who are first generation Americans. I have friends who aren't Christian. I have friends of all different descents. And it's really interesting for me to see how Christ fits into their life, even if they're not religious or not Christian at all. I like to think that I can help clear the air about some Christian stereotypes or things that Christians do and show them what the Lutheran denomination and the Christian religion itself does, how we help others, and I want to be a good example for them and let them know how loving it can be and how fun and great it is to be Christian and help others. Before writing this, my mom pointed out, because I am one of the only Christians in my group, I can help do this. Also, as a Christian, I still see Christ in everyone around me, through their character traits or through their accents, not just through looking at them and saying, oh, you're Christian, you must have Christ in you. Oh, you're confirmed, you have to have Christ in you. I'm happy to say that my belief in Christ can influence my actions and make me actively want to make the world a better place, physically and socially. I truly believe that everyone is capable of acting on their desires to help out creation and mankind itself through the act of Christ being in each and every person in this building, country, and world. Christ has helped me find people who I enjoy being around, helped me realize that I can help those who are less fortunate, and he has helped me to see the good in every person I meet.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Your word is a lamp on my feet, a light on my path. Psalm 119:105. This verse means that God will guide us and he has a plan for us. His plans are good for us and we shouldn't worry about how the plan will turn out. He wants us to have a bright future and not be dismayed. Throughout my journey in confirmation, I have begun to see God and his grace around me and how it affects things. To me, believing in God is trusting in him and believing that he has a plan for us. You have to talk to him and be willing to open up. I like to think I can do this 100%, but this is very difficult to do. God also gives us the gift of his grace. We do not have to earn this. It is given to us as a gift, and it is free. We sin every day, and he forgives us every day. We do not deserve this, but yet we receive it. Grace is God's ultimate gift for us. Before confirmation, I did not have a very good understanding of faith and what it means to have faith. Now that I have been through confirmation, I understand a deeper meaning of faith. I hope the meaning of it deepens for me as I grow older and learn more. The Holy Spirit will guide me in this, and it is also active in my everyday life and actions. It compels me to do good and pulls me away from the bad. I also see it in others around me. Sometimes you do not realize that the Holy Spirit is working through you, but it is always there. This also helps me expand my faith, and I hope that it will continue to grow daily.